Good, so I'm very loud. So what is the configuration space? Configuration space. The definition is very easy. So let X be some complex manifold. Then the configuration space CNX is defined as follows. We just take O subsets in X such that the number of points in this subset is equal to n, this n. This is configuration space. In the same way, we can define we can define ordered configuration space, EN, X, and that is the. What do you mean? I don't. I didn't understand just the question. No. This is the configuration. This is the definition. This is configuration space. This is configuration space. ENX define just x power n minus diagonals. Diagonals, I mean points in xn such that xi equals to xj for some I. Different than J. This is this space is called ordered configuration space. The ordered of course we can define other configuration spaces. This configuration space is just you take n points and distinct points, and this configuration space is ready to use. But of course, we can employ some other structure. In fact, has some other structure. So we can include the structure in the definition. We will speak about this a little bit later. No. On this space, ENX, there is a natural action of the permutation group. This is an ordered space, so we can exchange order. So there is an SN action. I will use the left action, that is sigma Q, which is sigma Q1 Qn is equal to Q sigma minus 1 of 1 Q sigma minus 1 of n. There is also a very natural action of the automorphism of X. So the group of automorphisms of X is naturally acts on X. So it induces an action on X power n. Acts on X power n, and anybody, everybody, understand that if A in this X and A XI equals A XJ, for this is the same as XI equals XJ. That is, this action is naturally is action on the ordered configuration space. In an ordered configuration space, it preserves the these diagonals, and it preserves what we just dropped from here. So this is action. And as the title of my talk is holomorphic endomorphism and holomorphic maps between configuration spaces, so this automorphism group gives us an opportunity to define, naturally define, some families of endomorphisms of the configuration space. So for example, we can take some A in the automorphism group, and we can define an automorphism FA from CNX to itself as follows. Thus, FAQ is equal to A axon Q, which is A axon Q1 Qn AQ1 AQn. In the same way, we can define a map on En. Sometimes X is such a group space that the group of automorphisms is a complexly group by itself, it has some complex structure. Then we can define a bigger family of automorphisms. For example, let T be a holomorphic map from C and X to the group of automorphism, holomorphic. Then there is the same construction. Let us construct some larger family of the automorphisms, endomorphisms. FTQ equals to TQ. This is some automorphism. Axon the point Q. Such maps, that is a map which has representation in this form, I will call tame. So any map which has the above representation is called tame. What we can do more? For example, we can do the following trick. We can take some point Q star, some fixed point, and in some configuration space C M X, so other dimension, the same X, but the dimension may be different, and to define F T Q star from Cn X to Cm X, some map from one dimension to another, in the following way, we can take F T Q star of Q equal to TQ Q star. This map is very degenerated. As you see, all this space goes to one orbit of the automorphism action in this space. This is the orbit of this point Q star. So all this space goes to one orbit. So a map which has this property, that is, all the space is mapped to one orbit, will be called orbit-like. So maps this the property everything goes to one orbit. Called orbit like. That's it. I do not know to build generally other maps. This two construction generally describe everything I know how to build maps. The question is, maybe anybody other knows more. So let us see some examples of maps from one dimension to another, and so on and so on. And after that, I will show some theorem which explains that generally there is no other maps for special X. Maybe for some other X there are. Now I just want to give some examples. I am quite sure that half of you never heard about configuration spaces, and you think that it's something new and unknown. But generally speaking, for example, for X, if C, this is very known and very wide used thing, because C, N, C is just N point subset in C. That is, it may be seen as polynomial. So this is just some space of polynomials, space of normalized non-degenerate polynomials. Yes, that there is no double root, that all roots are simple. Just if I have some number of points in the complex line, so I just take and build, this is, for example, Z1, Z2, Z3. Of course, I do not have any order here of the points. So I build polynomial PZ equals to P Z minus the I from 1 to n. So this is just a space of polynomials, and as it we can just see what are maps that are known to us. I will so for example, I quite sure that everybody knows that we can solve a polynomial. We can solve the polynomial equation of fourth degree. So if we have polynomial of degree 4, z minus the I from 1 to 4. If we have such polynomial, we can solve it. How we solve it? We just take a Ferrari map. This is the way how to solve polynomial of fourth degree. We take the map, some map from the polynomial of fourth degree to the polynomial of third. So if we have polynomial of degree 4, we obtain some polynomial of degree 3. And this map, I do not remember it by myself, but no, of course, but I say that how to solve generally, of course, some polynomial PZ. You are right, this is the solution. But how to solve the polynomial? We just map, we take map which maps the roots in the following way. We take Q Z1 tilde equals to z1 minus z2 minus z3 plus z4 square. This is a map, just this is z2 is z1 minus z2 plus z3 minus z4 square. Four. Z3 z1 minus z2 plus z2 minus z3 minus z4 squared divided by 4. If we take a polynomial with such roots, this is the polynomial which is obtained by Ferrari map. So if we have some polynomial, we make Ferrari map, we obtain polynomial with such roots. It's obvious to check that these roots are distinct, and the Ferrari map is actually map of C4 of C to C3 of C. It's 15 something. I don't remember the time, but it is something 15 something. So they already knew about configuration spaces. Or for example, we can take some other geometric way to some other dimension. For example, now I want to build a map from C3, C to C6, C. So, for example, I just define it by the following relation. I have 3 points. This is 3 points. This is Z1, Z2. The three. So I want to find some 6 points. So just take section of this angle. Put here 2 points. Take section of this angle. Put here 2 points. The exact length of this of this line, I will not reveal, just doesn't matter in this stage. No, you take line section by sector, yeah. Yeah, they should, but I'm not good. Okay, you are right. They must pass through 1 point. Okay. Here. So we take 2 points here, 2 points here, 2 points here, and the length is somehow calculated by the length of this side, and we obtain some map, which is appear to be holomorphic. It is from C3, C to C6. How the if this length is A and this length is B, so this length is square root of AB. So this is the same. This is square root of AB. And if this is C, then it is BC, so square root of BC, and so on. So for example, we just built some map from C3C to C6C. To C6C. What can I erase? Okay, I have no idea. In a minute, I will explain. The choice is very special because it appears that if you take some point Q and take intersection of this point. This every point is set. You remember, every point is set. So we take Q, and the intersection of this point Q with FQ is always empty. So this special map is, has this property. Generally, there is not many maps which has this property. For example, when we have X CP1, I just want to show you some examples, because otherwise configuration spaces looks as some wild, some untamed thing. So, for example, X, X when it is CP1. So we just talk about forms. It is a binary form of some degree. So C, N, CP1 is just these forms, non-degenerate of degree. And non-degenerate. That is the discriminant of this form is non-zero. And for example, how to build some other form from given. So for example, let us take C3 of CP1. Let us take E3. So the ordered space. So this space is just a subset of CP1 power 3. We have we take Q1, Q, Q2, Q3, and we want to map it somewhere. For example, I want to find some map from E3 to itself. So I want to map it to Q1 tilde, Q2 tilde, Q3 tilde. So everybody knows what is what cross-referential is. So let us define the following map. Q1, Q2, Q3, and Q1 tilde, I want it, it will be equal to 2. Q1, Q2, Q3, Q2 tilde. This is cross ratio. I want to be equal to 1 over 2. And Q1, Q2, Q3, to 3 tilde, I want it to be equal to minus 1. It is just, you can just solve it. Q1, this is cross ratio, you can solve it and obtain some map. Of course, if you solve it, this map will have the same property. Because of these equations. But moreover, it maps can be put down to the unordered space. So this map induces, just check that it doesn't change under the change of order. If you change order of Q1, Q2, Q3, maximum what will happen, you will just change the equations. So this map induces a map of C and CP1. This map is called it was invented by Eisenstein. This is Eisenstein. 1844, I think, on 1845, it was. He found it in another way. In 1845, Cayley found the same map, and this just recent observation that it can be obtained from the same from this calculation. By the way, this map has the same property as this map, as I said. And one of the questions, which is not the main idea of this talk, just want to say that such question exists and is answered, that do other maps F from CN X to CM X such that FQ, the section with Q, is always empty. And an answer is that for there is a theorem that for X CP1 and C and n bigger than 4, I think, there are no such maps. And these examples are just counterexamples for the case when n is less than 4. The same question can be asked about other X. It is quite open. Do we have such maps? Huh? This theorem depends only on M, on N. No, greater than 4. Yeah, there are examples for this. I think I have an example for 4. For this, I do not remember. This is must be asked. I must see notes of this. Okay, so now we can return. Oh, this? It's not natural, it is just condition. This question comes from the solution of algebraic equations the question is any algebraic function can be of n variables can be represented as a sequence of functions of lesser than n. So if f is algebraic functions, can we write it as some f1 fn such that every one of them has less variables than n. This is some Hilbert problem, 13, 16, I don't remember the number. So this question arose from this problem to find, and the answer is very to prove the theorem. It is needed to use very difficult thing from Teichmuller spaces of CP1, which are established by Earl and Krah in 1970-something. That's why the question is arose. But this map is beautiful by itself. Just Eisenstein looked for some map. I don't understand why he wrote it. I looked at the article. He just wrote some equations, not this. This is mine. he wrote such some form, and he wrote some equations for another form. And it appears that his form has the following property. This map has following property. This is identity. So you, if you take it twice, it is identity. Just afterwards, when I found this representation, it appears that this map has this property. So it is, it wasn't the idea to find this map was purposely built by Vladimir Lin to counter example this for three, and it wasn't built in this way. It was built through the Teichmuller, very difficult Teichmuller theory. Afterwards, after he built and wrote the equation, it appeared that this is very easily described as in this form. So I now can assume that you believe me that configuration spaces are not so difficult and non-understandable thing. So the we have a Teichmuller space. The covering. Okay. In the spaces C, for example, Cn Cp1 has some big subspace, which can be covered by Teichmuller by Teichmuller space T1. And T0n. That this space is just covering space of the configuration, the universal covering space of the configuration space. Yeah, you just take some subspace. You just take some space. Or, for example, you can raise it to the covering En Cp1 is just PSL2. You are right. It is modulo, but you just fix the point, and you have some subspace E0 Cp1. And this is for this space T0n, the Teichmuller Teichmuller space of sphere with n punctures is the covering space, and then this equation can be degenerate to the question of how many distinct disjoint section there are for this vibration, where V is just universal family of curve, universal Teichmuller curve. And so just above every point of T0n, there is this Riemann space itself. So above point in this, we just put the Riemann sphere with marked point. This marked point, this is the end point which we took off from the sphere. So this is the universal Teichmuller curve family, universal Teichmuller family. Yes, and this question can be degenerate to the question how many disjoint section of this vibration, and the answer is that they're all given by this point. This is the section. That's for n greater than the four, all section are these marked points. It's Hubbard, but Hubbard did it for compact space. For compact, without an I think it was some ununderstanding between them after that.
Hubbard said that he also knew how to do it. but they did it on the other way. So in any case. So I want to return to the main way of my talk. So the main question which I was interested was to classify endomorphisms of C and X. So we had these two constructions, the tame map and the some kind of orbit line map. There are maybe other orbit line maps, but we had two constructions. And it appears that for some spaces there are no other things. So for X theorem, for X equal to C, CP1, C star, and any toroid, and N bigger than 4, any endomorphism exactly on non-hyperbolic Neumann surfaces. You must understand that if we take hyperbolic Riemann surfaces, the tame maps both of this construction is very small, because the automorphism group is just finite. So there is maybe some way to build other maps, but I do not have any hope for such construction. So if we take such things, the endomorphism of C and X to itself is either tame or orbit-like. And it is orbit-like, if and only if the induced homomorphism of the fundamental group of this space, if the induced endomorphism of the fundamental group is abelian. That is, it has an abelian image. So the theorem is due to Vladimir Lin, Victoria Zinde, and myself. I think it is very very good thing. We can understand how any endomorphism of this space looks like. And historically, at the beginning, this was Vladimir Lin considered this space CP1. He considered it in the connection with this question of the algebraic can we write some algebraic function as the proposition of some number of functions with less variables. But he solved it for this. After that, it was solved for C star by Victoria Zinde. After this, Vladimir Lin solved it for CP1, and all tori was solved by me. So the classification on this for this case is complete. So how one proves such thing? how one can prove such thing. Of course, anybody who sees the formulation of the theorem, see that it is somehow must be connected to the fundamental group and to the induced homomorphism of fundamental groups. And really, the first thing which must be done in all these cases is to prove the following theorem, that any map from CNX to CNX, which is non-abelian, may be lifted to the covering space ENX. This lifting is just topological lifting. Of course, if we had here holomorphic map, endomorphism, I mean holomorphic, of course. Map. So if we had holomorphic map, we can obtain some holomorphic map F. And this holomorphic map has some special property of equivariance. You all remember that I erased it somehow, somewhere, that Sn, the group of permutation, acts on En. So this F has the following property. F sigma Q is equal to alpha sigma Fq for any sigma in Sn, any Q in N, X, and what is alpha? Alpha is an automorphism, some automorphism of Sn. No, generally there is a lift. Then this alpha may be not automorphism, just endomorphism. It's not so much endomorphisms which are not automorphism. Everything must go to S2. So it's either automorphism or just to C2, to S2. But there is no such thing. It's always automorphism in this case. And then we obtain some map with this property, this equivariant property, and we want to investigate such map, this map. And then comes the main idea of proof, is to use a very well-known to everybody of you invariant of, almost nobody will use it because it is very difficult to calculate, and not every time it helps. So I will define this invariant. Let Z be some complex variety, a complex manifold. And let G be a complexly group. Then we can take this set L G Z to be the set of all functions, holomorphic functions, from Z to G minus the neutral element, such that mu is non-constant. I'm quite sure that it is understandable that such map, this set is invariant of the complex variety, because if we have some map of Z, just take we have A from Z to itself, so let's take mu position with A. And this is also map. And if A was automorphism, this map will be non-constant. But what is good in this definition, that we can define some additional structure. We can define a graph structure of this on this set. So we said we take mu1 and mu2, and in L, G, Z, and we say that there is an edge between them. If mu1 multiplied by mu2 minus 1 is also in L, G, Z. Multiplication is just multiplication of the group. So, and mu2 minus 1 is just the opposite element in the group. Of course, this graph is undirectional, because if this is if this in this space in this set, of course mu2 mu1 minus 1 is also in the same set. I can sometimes to obtain E, and this I just I do not allow. Sometimes I can obtain E. So I obtain from I obtain some graph, for example. And then there is a very known for construction combinatorics of building simplicial complex over graph. So if I have a graph, I can build a simplicial complex. It is just we take any set such that any two of the vertices are connected by an edge is said to be simplex. So, for example, here, these two edges are connected, so this is simplex. These edges, these two vertices are connected, this is simplex. These three vertices are connected, so this is simplex. And also, this is simplex. So we obtain some structure of simplicial complex here. And the only problem is to find, of course, LGZ is big, empty, we don't know. So the only problem on all, which is remained is to find a good G and to describe this complex. Then somehow if we know all the maps here, and this complex is an invariant, a simplicial complex, it appears that any map of Z, any automorphism of Z is induces a simplicial endomorphism of this complex. So we are left with the question: how to find G such that this is not big and not empty? And for all these cases, if I find such, and I can calculate all this mu, I can describe them, just find them, I have some test space. I found some invariant. And then I just apply my map in this way. I just raise it somewhere. And see, for example, I know that A, the induced map of mu1 will be equal to mu2. For example, if I know all the all them, if they were, if there is a finite set, for example, I have five maps and I know how and I know how they are exchanged. So I know that A star mu1 is going to mu2. So this gives me a lot of information about A. I know that mu1 of AQ equal to mu2. This is very very big, very large, very big information. I don't know. Yeah, but it appears that if I have this equivariant property, this works too. So endomorphism with equivariant property also preserves this invariant and also induces simplicial automorphism of this invariant just to pick the right G, the right group. And it appears that it is not so difficult to find it. The more the biggest difficulty is to describe all maps, all this complex. So for X, C, CP1, and C star, we take G to be C star. For X torus, we take G to be torus. And because of this, C star minus 1 is just C minus 0 and 1, there is only finite number of such maps, and it appears that it is possible to describe all of them. This is a hyperbolic space. Because since T minus 0 element is also hyperbolic space, it is also possible to obtain all such maps. Just to write them to this, and to find all maps and to find all simplices. And then the question is, the remaining question is just combinatorial of this kind. We know some index goes to another index. And they are connected by simplices. It's not just they can go to any place. It's just the simplex go to simplex, goes to simplex. This is this is just combinatorics. The main technical problem is to describe LGZ. I think I'm over time. Thank you.
So when you can lift the capital smaller, we can also lift it to the functional space.
I cannot take it to Techmuller space because Techmuller space is not the covering of this. It's subspace which is covered by Techmuller space. But in any case, for example, I found some universal covering. There is some universal covering U here. And I can lift it to universal covering here. What I earned by this, because I lift it, and now, for example, this is some bound domain, and this is unbound domain, or unbound, complex domain of n dimension. How to describe or classify maps of bound domains, unbound? Here, I want some classification. I want to find some properties of that. Not this space, because exactly what Professor Lubitsch said, I can just apply some automorphism to move the points. If I have, for example, on plane, I just can take a fine map and just move them, and this is the same point in the Techmuller space. So I must first remove such movements, and only after that I can lift it to the Techmuller space.
Another question is, there was an Eisenstein example.
Ah, I raised it, yes, Eisenstein example.
In this case, the four, so that was n equals 3.
Yeah. You mean here. No.
There was a concrete example you showed.
Yeah, this was a concrete example which is counter example of this theorem for n less than. No. You mean that this theorem? I understand the question now. Which I also raised. The main theorem of classification is for n bigger than 4. For n for the sphere and for n equal to 3, it is possible to show that this example of Eisenstein is tame. Yeah. But generally, Vladimir Lim thinks this is his case. C to 1 was his case. He thinks that there are he has some theorem that for n equals to 3 and x CP1 also the same classification theorem holds, but he didn't publish it, so I cannot I do not know the proof. He didn't write it, No. He in thoughts of this proof, he thinks that he can prove it. I do not know how to prove. otherwise, I would do it. Why not? It would be a good thing to add to my thesis. Yeah. Five points. So we have Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4, Q5. So any such map, mu, from the space E5, CP1 to C minus 0, 1, will look as follows. We take four indices. And then the map will look follows mu of q equal to qi minus qj, qi minus qk, just cross ratio, ql minus qj, ql minus qk. And there is no others. Yeah. It's all the same, all the time the same. The problem is these maps are easily found. You think, what map can it be? This map can be, but to prove that there are no other maps, the same. This is the same. For x equal to c, there are cross ratios and ratios. So there are qi minus, and simple ratio, qi minus qj, qi minus qk. Such things. They are also. Simplicial complex, there are simplices which of dimension, which are from built from such things. Because you see, if you take qi minus, if you take qi minus qj, qi minus qk, and you divide it, for example, by qk minus qi, qk minus qj, you also obtain a simple ratio. If you divide this function by this function, you also obtain a simple ratio. It's just qi minus qj ji it is qi minus qj no it's okay yes it's qi minus qj, qk minus qj. Yeah. So you see that these two vertices are connected by an edge, and you can build symplices of if I am from n minus 3 dimensional symplices of build it all from simple ratios. You can build n minus 4 symplices from cross ratios, and there are also symplices which involves these ratios. And it is very difficult to really draw this complex. I do not know to find homology of such things for this complex. I can say if you I can write symplices, all symplices, but to draw the complex itself, it is rather complicated. But there are simplices of simple ratios, cross ratios, and simplices which involve both. The best thing is for Torrey, because for Torrey, all functions look as follows. In Torrey, there is nothing, only group structure. So I can do nothing more than just take Qi minus Qj. That's all. Nothing more. Of course, to prove that there is nothing more, it is a little bit technically non-easy. But generally, when you think, what can it be? You just have one structure, group structure on torus. So all maps from E and T to tor is minus zero looks as follows. Just Q goes to Qi minus Qj. Maybe sometimes I'm a little bit wrong, because Torrey sometimes there is a non-generic Torrey where there is complex multiplication. I am not sure that everybody knows what complex multiplication is, but there is some automorphism of torus, which is not multiplication by minus one, but some other multiplication. So you just put it here. Sometimes it is a finite group of complex multiplication. So if the torus is not generic but special, sometimes you must put here complex multiplication. That's all.